This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is a pretty direct correlation between how much you make and how much you can pay in rent every month. Makes sense, right? The problem is that across the country, one of those is going up and the other one is going down. Only one guess as to which is which. So forget buying. Low-wage workers are increasingly struggling just to make the rent. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
Celexia Rodriguez used to spend more than 60% of her income on rent. She makes about $10 an hour cleaning houses in Boston and picks up any side work she can.
Even if I had five part-time jobs at $10 an hour, it's hard to come up with $1,500 and still, you know, support your children and fill your gas tank.
For 3 years, she and her two kids doubled up, sharing a place with her sister and her two kids. Now she's moved to the suburbs, and her rent's subsidized by a local nonprofit. So it's a much more manageable 30% of her income. But paying half your wages in rent is the norm for lots of people, over a quarter of renter households in 2010. Megan Bolton is the research director at the National Low Income Housing Coalition, which released a new report looking at rents and wages this week.
And we know that that's sort of there's a risk of homelessness because you just have so little left over for other basic necessities and you are unable to save for emergencies.
Less money for food, healthcare, travel also means the economic impact can spread from the renter to the communities they live in, says Eric Balski, managing director of the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard University.
They're spending less on other things in the local economy. There's, you know, no question. From nothing comes nothing.
And if renters are forced out of pricey cities because they can't afford the rents at all, tack on social impacts, like a loss of diversity as well. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
If you want to see how many hours a week a minimum wage worker would have to clock in just to keep rents around 30% of their income, go to our website to get a state-by-state breakdown. It's marketplace.org. Here in California, by the way, it's 129 hours, also known as basically impossible.